You are listening to the 1% Christian, the daily Bible study where we get together for 1% of our day. We study God's word and then we head out to the remaining 99% to do something amazing with this life that God's given us. I'm Pastor J.D. Ambrosio with Sound of Heaven Church in Deer Park, New York. I invite you to check us out at soh.church. And while you're there, download our free mobile app. There's a digital Bible on there. There's all of our teachings. There is an online community that you could be a part of. And if you're listening anywhere where you get your podcasts, like, share, subscribe, turn on your notifications. Don't want you to miss anything as we continue our studies. And today is a very, very special day for a couple different reasons, okay? It's a special day because we have gone through now 162 chapters through the Gospel of Matthew. We've taken it day by day, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and we have studied out this awesome book, a book where a lowly tax collector, of course, who gets a new destiny in life because he chose to follow Jesus. And then what does he do? He goes ahead and he writes a gospel. He writes a gospel to the Jewish people. We have studied this extensively. But it is also a very special day, because I have my very special son with me, Joshua. Say hello.
Hello.
Joshua is with me today, unexpectedly, but I love good surprises. So if you're out there on the live stream, say hi to Joshua. He's going to help us with our study today. Joshua, you ready?
Yes.
All right, what are we studying today?
We are studying that the Great Commission.
The Great Commission. And it's exactly how Jesus decides to have Matthew end this chapter. It's a charge that is generational. It is a command for us to carry forward that was for their generation and our generation. Joshua, you look ready. Tell us a little bit about you first. How old are you, Joshua?
I'm 8 years old.
Joshua, you are very, very serious about your faith. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Yes. Why do you think it's important to share your faith?
So when people like go to heaven, they know God more.
Right, right. So you can tell people about Jesus, and which gives them, right? Gives them eternal life.
Yes.
Gives them eternal life, which means that you live forever and ever and ever and ever, right? And why is it important to know Jesus here on earth too?
Let's think.
All right. So let me ask you this. If you know that you have Jesus with you, even when something happens that's challenging or even a little bit scary, what happens?
Jesus probably protects you, probably.
Yeah, of course. Jesus protects you. You know everything's going to be okay, right?
Yes.
Why? Because you have a word. It starts with F.
You have faith in you.
Yes, we have faith in God, right?
Yes.
Right? Exactly. So that's really what it's all about. Having a relationship with Jesus is more than even just going to heaven, right?
Yes.
Is it pretty cool living on this earth, having Jesus in your heart?
Yes, it's very cool.
Come closer to the microphone. You're all right. You're okay. How cool is it being on this earth and knowing Jesus?
It's like when I was little, I never knew that. But when I got older, I started learning about God. And then I gave his heart to him.
You gave your heart to
yes.
Jesus? Well, and how'd that make you feel on the inside?
It felt like amazing.
Now, you have friends at school and everything, and whenever you get a chance, do you share about Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? Any stories that we could hear about that maybe you told somebody about Jesus?
I mean, I have a story about church.
About church? Okay, go ahead.
So once we were like in church worshiping, and then God just touched me, and then I started happy crying.
Yeah, it is true. I remember that very much. In the middle of worship, he was just, you know, overwhelmed by God's Spirit. I do remember that. So that changed your life. And you think that's important to tell people about?
Yes.
Maybe when they're going through a hard time?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Definitely. Well, I'm excited to study. We're going to be in the Great Commission. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 28. But leading up to this point, we know that Jesus is risen, right? The tomb is empty. And in our last study, we have the women folk coming to the tomb to honor Jesus, and they find the tomb empty. And they leave with absolute joy. And of course, those who had opposed Jesus the whole time leave with fear and confusion. And they take two very different journeys. The disciples of Jesus go to spread the truth. And those who oppose Jesus go to spread lies. That's what we studied out yesterday. But if you remember, as the women left, Jesus met them along the way. And what did he say? He said,
"Now after the Sabbath."
Hold on. Let me point to what he said, Joshua, so you can tell everybody and remind them, starting here with these red words, buddy.
Do not be afraid.
He said, "Do not be afraid." He didn't say that you weren't going to have any challenges. Yeah. He didn't say that life was going to be easy every day. What did he say?
He said that life is like it was like life is not going to be like easy or like hard. Just medium.
Okay. Yeah. So he said, no, it's good. He said basically this. He said, do not, you're going to have tribulation in this world, but what? Be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. But he says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. So Joshua, what does that mean when you come across something that looks like it's too big for you to handle? Should you be afraid?
No.
Why not?
Because if you be afraid, then you're not, I can't even explain it.
You're not operating in faith, right? Faith and fear are really the same thing. It's the expectation of something that you haven't seen happen yet.
Yeah.
But faith, it puts your trust in God that no matter what happens, that you will be okay. That God's got your back, right?
Yeah, you always have to be afraid. No. Brave.
Always have to be brave. So if you're listening now, be brave. Okay? Why? Because Jesus is with you. So now here we are, and Jesus says, hey, go tell the guys to meet me in Galilee. And that's where we close out Matthew. They listen to the women, and I'm glad that they did. And they go to a mountain in Galilee, and here is where we hear what we have coined in Christianity as the Great Commission. So I'm going to read this, Matthew chapter 28 today, starting with verse 16. I'm going to take this one. You want to read it, Josh?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Right here. Starting right there.
But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain, 17, and Jesus had discussed, worshipped him, but some were doubtful.
All right, let's stop right there. It says, the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some of them doubted.
Yes.
Now, I appreciate, Joshua, that Matthew decided to put this in here, right? Because it shows that even though the disciples that saw him, not only saw him, but knew that he was on the cross and saw him raised from the dead, they worshiped him. But some of them still doubted.
Yeah,
some of them still doubted. And I think that is an awesome observation, that they worshiped him, although part of them doubted. And you have to understand, okay, yes, doubt is a deviation from what would be God's perfection. Our doubt is a human flaw, right? But they worshiped anyway. They worshiped anyway, Joshua.
Yeah.
Even though they felt a little bit of doubt, what did they do?
They just worshiped.
They just worshiped. Even though they saw everything and they said, this is too good to be true, what did they do anyway?
Worship.
They worshiped. Even though they said, maybe they thought to themselves, I don't think I have enough strength to do it, and maybe I'm not good enough to do it, what did they still do?
Worship.
And that's a message for all of us. No matter what is going on, no matter it feels like your whole world is caving in around you, what do? You worship, you goose.
You worship.
You worship. Worship. Worship him. Worship through it.
Always come, worship.
You always worship. That's right. Always worship through it. Put him first. If you seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else gets added. So they see Jesus. And if you could just imagine what is going through their mind. They just went a couple days thinking that all was over. And now all of a sudden the Lord and Savior is standing in front of them. And that's what we celebrate on Easter Sunday,
yes.
Right? We celebrate the resurrection. Is it about bunnies and eggs?
No, it's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus. Yes, you are correct, sir. My good sir.
Yes.
It's about Jesus. No matter what you're going through, worship him.
It's just like Christmas. It's not all about the Easter eggs.
Right.
It's all about Jesus.
It's all about Jesus. Amen to that. My brothers, give my Lord some praise here. Good job, buddy. All right. So now let's get into the command, because we talked about this a couple weeks ago, right? With great power comes great responsibility. And Jesus gives them a commandment that we call the Great Commission. I'm going to read through it, and then we're going to break it down a little bit. Okay, Josh?
Yes.
All right. So here we go. Matthew 28, starting with, this is verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Let's start from the end and work our way back here. Mind if we do that, Josh?
Yes.
Okay. He says this, he says, I am going to be with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, if you've been following along, we have defined the end of the age quite clearly. The end of the age is the transition of covenants. The end of the age is the end of the temple worship. Okay? That was happening in their generation. Remember back Matthew chapter 24. In this generation, right, all these things will happen. The fall of the temple, all of the signs, the birth pangs, they would all happen by the end of that generation. So what Jesus is telling them here, that you are going to go through some tough stuff, and they did. And that's what we're going to study in our next season, so to speak. We're going to study the book of Acts. We're going to watch the church come from a place of fear and doubt and persecution and literally turn the whole world upside down. And he's telling them that as you get to the point where the covenants are transitioning, where it seems like everybody is against you, I am with you even in those moments. And although that has come and gone, right? We are in the fullness of the new covenant today. The promise still stands, and so does the commission. The promise is that Jesus will be with us no matter what happens. So when you're watching Fox News, when you're watching CNN, MSNBC, I don't know what you watch, chances are limit that. But when you're looking at all the stuff that's going on in this world, just understand, he's already overcome every bit of it. Be of good cheer. He has overcome the world. He is with us today, just like he was with that generation then. But let's now dissect, unpack, whatever word you want to use, the Great Commission. I'm going to read this through. I'm going to go back to verse 18. He says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Understand that the word commission, I want to break down this word for you here with the final few minutes that we have. The word commission is, think of it as to be authorized to do something. It's to have permission for an important task. That's what commission means. The only way that word stands on its own to understand, to be authorized to do something, one who whom has authority must give you the authority. Does that make sense? So Jesus is saying, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. He was on the cross, and what did he say? He said, it is finished. The work was done. The price was paid. Now, all authority is through Jesus. And we are about to see, and we will see as we begin the book of Acts, to be transitioned via the Holy Spirit indwelling all of the believers. But Jesus passes it along here. He says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And these two words, if you remember any words coming out of this episode here, it's therefore go. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go. We have the authority because he has the authority. So often we go into situations, right? And they look insurmountable. You know what that word means, Josh? Insurmountable?
No.
That word means like it's too much for you to handle. Is it true that maybe there's too much stuff for you to handle?
Yes.
Is it true that there's anything that's too big for God to handle?
No.
No, there's nothing too big for God to handle. So stop going into places with your own authority and start taking the authority that was given to you and given to me by Jesus and take it into there, right? And what does he say? All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and what? Make disciples. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Right? This is not just talking about water baptism. They're about to understand, them in the first century, about to understand that baptism. Remember, John the Baptist, Joshua, said it like this. He says, I baptize with water, but there's one who comes after me that baptizes with fire, baptizes in at a higher level with the Spirit, right? Because what was going to happen, Josh, and what we're going to read when we're in the book of Acts is that when at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit comes down and goes inside all of the believers. You have the Holy Spirit living inside of you?
Yes.
So what's impossible for you, Josh?
It's impossible how, like...
Is there anything that's impossible for you if you're following God?
No.
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. Therefore, go. Therefore, you and I carry this same mantle, the same authority. That's what Christian means. That's your middle name, right?
Yes,
Christian. It is. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to us. Christian means little Christ, little anointed one. You know what that's what that means?
What?
Little anointed one. You have to realize, and that's my prayer, is that you are empowered to go into anything that God has called you to go into. Realizing that you not only have the access to be there, but you have the Great Commission and the whole role of discipleship, right? This is not just go and lead people in a sinner's prayer. It's just go and make disciples. To make this, what a disciple is someone who follows. Someone who follows Jesus. Someone who goes and acts and does the things that Jesus does. But first, you have to be a disciple. I have to be a disciple. We have to be willing to be a disciple, and we have to be willing to disciple. And that is how the good news goes from generation to generation to generation. We get so caught up on things. We get so caught up on the minutiae of life. when really the whole meaning of life, Josh, you want to know what the meaning of life is, buddy?
What?
It's to know him and to make him known. Just say that. What's the meaning of life, Josh?
It's
to know him.
To know him and
make him known. What do you think that means?
It means.
What does it mean to know Jesus?
It means that, like, you, like, it means you know it means you know Jesus, like, you have known him.
So when you know somebody, you know a lot about them?
Yes.
Are you close to them?
Yes.
You have a relationship
yes.
with them?
Yes.
Now, if you get to know somebody that close, do you trust them?
Yes.
You should, right? If they're trustworthy. Do you think Jesus is trustworthy?
Yes, definitely.
Of course he is. Of course he is. And to make him known, to introduce someone to somebody, what does that mean?
It means that, like, teaching, like, them to God.
Yeah, okay. And if you have, like, you have good friends, right?
Yeah.
You ever introduce one friend to another?
Yes.
What if you thought of Jesus that way? Jesus who calls you friend, Jesus who's your best friend. What if you thought of it in a way where you were going to introduce people to Jesus?
I would be like, this is Jesus if you don't know him.
And what would that do for their life?
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome for their life, right? Yeah. Has it been awesome for your life?
Yes, definitely.
Awesome, awesome. And that's where we close, my beautiful brothers and sisters. We close with the Great Commission, with the knowledge that all authority in heaven and on earth is in the hands of our Lord and Savior. But he's not some god on the throne like Zeus, that first lowercase g. He is the real deal. He's the perfect reflection of the invisible God. But our Lord gives us his authority to take to all the nations, wherever we are. And it doesn't mean you have to go halfway across the world. You're going to be going to work today. You're going to see people in the store today. Every single person, whether they are in rags or whether they have the nicest car you've ever seen, every single person needs Jesus. Joshua, is there anybody that doesn't need Jesus?
Everybody needs Jesus.
Everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. And you are a conduit for people's lives being changed through you. Remember what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, that you are a light. We're called to be like him. He said, I am the light. And then he turns to the crowd and he says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Joshua, what do you think we should pray out today?
Jesus.
We pray for Jesus?
Yes.
You think we should pray that we become bold to be able to share our faith?
Yes.
You think that we should pray that we would learn about him?
Yes.
So that we can tell people about him?
Yes.
Let's do that. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, first and foremost, we just want to thank you for what you've done for us each and every day. We celebrate your glory, Father God. Help us to take the Great Commission seriously in our life, to go out and make you known, but also to know you deep within our heart. I just feel like if you're listening right now and you've never really made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he wants to draw you in. He wants to bring you close. Just say that today. Say, Jesus, I trust you with my heart. I follow you. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for being raised from the dead on my behalf. Thank you for removing the sting of death and forgiving my sins. Because of that, I have my place in the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, I'm Pastor J.D. Ambrosio, Sound of Heaven Church, Deer Park, New York. Check us out, soh.church. Gonna let this run a little bit. You like being on the show, Joshua?
Yes, I love it.
You want to come back?
Yes.
You're listening to the 1% Christian, right? Where we get together for about 1% of our day.
Yes.
And then we head out and we what? Do something for Christ's sake.
We worship.
Yeah, worship him always. Listen, we are going to, we're going to be doing some studies over the next couple weeks, but we're also going to be taking a little bit of a break so that we can prepare for the book of Acts. I ask you, as part of your great commission, to bring people to the study so that we can teach them about Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Love you guys. Have an awesome day. We'll see you soon.
Bye.